Hi everyone, this is Lori McNair with Holy Hill Ministries and a Broken Hearts GPS, and I'd like to welcome you to today's podcast. We're so grateful that you are tuning in with us today. We have good news for you coming from the Word of God. Recently, I was asked the question, how do I move on when the damage has already been done? How do I forget when the damage has already been done? You know, I thought that question was just so powerful because it really speaks to our human experience. When we've been hurt, we can feel that we've been damaged, that we're damaged goods. And I just appreciated that emotionally honest and very genuine and authentic question. A lot of times we have questions that swirl in our mind, but we may not verbalize. And so I pray that in this person asking this question and me sharing it with you, I pray that you would hear with ears of the Spirit, right? And that if it resonates with you, that you would receive the good news from the Word of God. And as, you know, we're grappling with this question, it's important to know that there really is no easy answer. I guess that's the easy answer. There is no easy answer. More importantly, it speaks to the beauty of the cross. Even in our brokenness, God promises to heal. He promises to restore. He promises to rebuild. He promises that we can experience life to the full, even when it feels like we have been knocked to the mat and we're down for the count. There is always hope when we appropriate the Word of God to our individual and very personal situations and experiences. And so it takes a lot of hard work to move beyond that point of pain. It takes diligence. It takes pursuing God in prayer and worship. And it also takes some courage. It takes being brave and taking risks in our faith. There is a process to processing pain. There is a process to overcoming soul wounds. And as we process, we have to maintain a laser focus on Christ. It will require taking the focus off of our pain and making a volitional decision to focus on Jesus, His love, His care, His compassion. Right? That is what will enable us to overcome not just the incident that precipitated the pain, but our viewpoint that we are damaged goods. Right? And so if we're honest, we're all broken vessels on some level. But because of the cross, we can experience healing. Jesus promises beauty for ashes in Isaiah, the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 61. He says that He'll give us beauty for ashes. And so we have to come to a point of reckoning. Am I going to take God at His word? Or will I continue to carry this pain around with me? Sometimes we can do that. We can carry the pain around. And we're encouraged by the word of God to lay aside every weight that so easily besets us. And it takes courage to do that. And so if any of this is resonating with you today, may I encourage you with the word of God. It is possible to move beyond our pain. It is possible to move beyond thinking that we're damaged goods, but it takes time and prayer and talking it out with a counselor, with a pastor, with a trusted individual. It takes journaling it out. It may take a while, honestly, but we want to be committed to doing the hard work. If we opt to just maybe say it is what it is, I am where I am, then we forfeit some of the goodness and the richness of God's word at work in our life. So how do I do that when I've been hurt and I question, how do I move on? Well, in the book of Philippians chapter 3, verses 13 and 14, we are encouraged to forget those things that are behind and to press towards the mark. Now, does it mean that I forget as if it never happened? No. The forget means I'm choosing not to make that my focus anymore. I'm going to leave it in the past. I'm going to decide to move forward and focus on the Lord. How do I do that? I do that, or why would I do that? I do that because in Psalm 31, verse 7, the Lord says that He has seen my troubles and He cares about the anguish of my soul. And so because the Lord is mindful of how I've been hurt, and He cares about the anguish of my soul, He promises to set me in a safe place. And so because of that, I will be glad and rejoice in the Lord for His unfailing love, because He's seen me in my troubles and He set me in a safe place. See, when we know that there is a unconditional love and care that is available to us, we may feel more inclined to lay aside that weight. We may feel more inclined to leave that soul wound behind, because we have opted to receive the love of God. We've taken God at His word. And in doing that, there is a liberty that comes with that. And so I pray, if you have been hurt, if you have been wounded, if you're feeling like you're damaged goods, then may I suggest, if you're asking these questions, how do I move on? Then you are in a good place, because in the questioning is a desire to move forward. And so may I encourage you to receive God's love, to take God at His word, to journey through the process of processing your pain with a counselor, with a pastor, with a clergy person, a trusted individual and receive the truth that God wants you to experience life to the full. You're not damaged goods, but you are a child of God, loved by the Father. And your wounds, Jesus took to the cross. And because of that, healing is available for you. I pray that you would receive that. I pray that something that you've heard today would resonate in your spirit, and that you would take God at his word, and that you would continue on in your journey and see, taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you, Father, for your word. Father, we thank you that your word brings healing. That even in hearing your word, healing takes place. We thank you that even in hearing your word, that your love is being shed abroad in our hearts and in our minds. Father, for all those who feel that they are damaged goods, we bring those wounds before you, Father, and we lay them at your feet, and we exchange those wounds and that brokenness. We exchange it with your love, with your peace, with your healing, with your redemption, with your rebuilding, with your power, God, with your grace, with your mercy. We pray that you would just restore, build us up, God. We desire to live life to the full. We pray that you would empower us by your Spirit to receive your word, that we would journey on. God, we thank you for your peace that passes all understanding. We give you praise. We give you thanks. We say it is so. We say we are healed because of your word. We declare the decree. In Jesus' name, we pray and we thank you with joyful, expectant hearts. Amen.